I'm Adam.
And I'm Meg.
And we're going to watch Breaking Bad.
In reverse.
Breaking backwards? Ho! We're here. It's Breaking Backwards, episode 41. The penultimate episode of season 3.
Oh boy. So that means some shit's going to go down both in the next episode and the episode after that.
Yep.
I bet you that's when that plane crashes at the end of season 2.
We'll see. Oh, you know about the plane crash? Okay, cool.
You know I know about the plane crash.
True.
Especially after this episode.
Oh yeah, I guess they do talk about it quite a bit. This episode's called Caballo Sin Nombre, which is Spanish for a horse with no name. Which I didn't know.
Oh, that makes sense, because he was listening to that song.
By America?
Yes, it's America.
I didn't know.
America Ferrera.
I did not know that song. I had never listened to America.
You definitely
No, I've listened. Like, I never, like, sought them out and was like, ooh, let me buy an America album.
I mean, that's fair. They were a bit before our time, I think.
I mean, I like the Beatles. I like Led Zeppelin. Are they similar?
I think you could tell that they are not similar.
They're not similar? Okay, yeah.
America is a great band for, like, I think, you know, they're like a good, I don't know what I'm trying to even say. I think I'm trying to say they're like a B-list celebrity band. They're not your heavy hitter. You know? Okay. And now I'm going to get a lot of hate.
If the Beatles
America,
are Michael Jordan,
okay,
who is America? And I'm not even going to try this time.
If the Beatles, does it have to be on the night?
No, you could be like America's Joe Pesci. Like, that's if you want to just go completely different.
America's Bette Midler.
Okay. Cool. That's good to know.
Who's Bette Midler? She's a singer with red hair that people like. And have you ever seen that movie with the three witches? Hocus Pocus. She was in that with the buck teeth.
If you want me to get some hate, I think Hocus Pocus is bad. I
think it is overrated.
I never liked it. And the people who do like it are very annoying about it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think Hocus Pocus is a cry for help.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly. Actually, I shouldn't say that. That was a line from a friend of mine. But yeah, Hocus Pocus is not.
You thief.
Yeah, I'm a thief. Yeah. Check out Drew Jogi's.
You cited your sources. We steal jokes from Lauren Scharf all the time.
Oh yeah, that's true. Lauren Scharf, LL Cool Scharf. Check out LL Cool Scharf on Napster or whatever.
She's caught up on the show now, so she'll probably hear this.
Well, not necessarily. Remember, it jumped around. For
oh, her, yeah. So she listened to the most recent episode.
Yeah, so maybe she'll eventually get to this one.
Maybe. Who knows? But yeah. Caballo. Is it Caballo Sin Nombre?
I'm just not the person to ask about this.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Well, shit. Well, that's the episode, I guess, because we need to know if we cannot say the title of it, we can't dive in.
That's true. All right. Well, good work, I guess.
I guess. Shit. Okay. Well, do you want to watch a movie or something? Or
yeah, let's watch a movie.
Yeah.
What do you want to watch?
I would love to watch like an old Jim Carrey movie. I think that sounds fun.
Okay, I think that we should watch The Mask.
Let's watch The Mask. Okay, so Meg and I are going to watch The Mask.
All right, well, thanks for tuning in, guys.
And that's the episode. That would be fun if we actually stopped it there and then dropped another episode right away of us talking about The Mask.
Yeah, that would be great. Okay, so I guess, should we begin at the beginning?
Yeah, it's the beginning. Chilly? It's a cold open. It's a nice... I feel like there's been a lot of cold opens lately that are like about characters that are either new or just like we don't know too well. And this is nice to have our old friend Walt in a cold open.
That's true. He's just driving his car down a long desert road. And you know what happens? A cop, he's driving the opposite direction, pulls a U-Haul, pulls up right behind him, pulls him over.
Random. But about Breaking Bad. Has there been a cold open featuring Skyler? I just realized I don't think I can think of one.
I'm not sure. I'd hate to say definitively yes or no, but I see what you mean.
I can't think of one. All right, well, get at us, everyone. Text me if you think of a cold open featuring Skyler. I'll probably look it up, too. But Yeah. Anyway, yeah, Walt's driving down a street. He's singing America. And the song's called A Horse With No Name.
Yeah. So he's singing that song and the cop pulls him over and immediately he's like, oh, sorry. I was driving the speed limit. He's like, well, your windshield's fucked up, so I can't have that. And, you know, Walt, he says, but it got fucked up in the plane crash. And
oh, so you know about the plane crash.
Yeah, I know about the plane crash. Because we talk, you've pointed out when, like, there's a ad that Saul Goodman does, it's like, here's the plane crash.
Oh,
you go,
true.
Keep that in your noodle.
I've specifically not pointed out the ribbons until they actually addressed them this week, I think, for the first time.
I think I saw one last episode and I didn't say anything about it.
Yeah, people, if you don't remember, everyone's wearing like memorial ribbons for this plane crash. Like
they're all like baby blue.
I think almost every character's wearing one. They've been wearing them in other episodes. At least half the season they're wearing these, or at least someone is.
Yeah, I guess I just didn't pick up on it.
Yeah.
But I did remember last episode seeing them on somebody and thinking like, oh, that's... I wonder what the fuck that's about. But it wasn't, didn't make that big of a blip, obviously. So the cop is like, I know about it. I was there, dipshit. And he's like, okay, well then why are you writing me a ticket? And he's like, the cop goes, because your car is still too fucked up to drive, dude. You got to get it fixed, man.
Are you on the cop side here or Walt's side? Pre-temper tantrum.
The cop side.
You're on the cop side, okay. Because, like, it wasn't that fucked up.
It was pretty bad.
He could see fine. I thought the windshield was fine. Like, I
don't know, man. Like, it seemed like if the light hit that in a certain way, it would refract all weird and he would be blinded or whatever.
If he would have lied and said, like, no, this just, I literally just, like, hit a bunch of stones and they came up and hit my windshield and I was just trying to get to the nearest weigh station, do you think he would have let him off?
Maybe, but, you know, I'm not sure. Because, he could be like, something fell out of the back of a truck. It just hit me. Mm-hmm. I was just pulled over for a little bit. I couldn't get any service. I need to get into town until I can get some help.
Yeah.
Maybe that would have worked.
Yeah.
But instead, I don't know, like, if this actually happened from the plane crash or if he was just trying to use a convenient excuse. Obviously, I'll find out.
Yeah.
Because I've been wrong before because I really didn't think Ted had ever been inside of Skyler.
Yeah. Wonderful way to describe having sex, that he'd ever been inside her. Love it. they have. We've seen it.
Yeah, we know all about it. It happened several times.
We've watched them in the shower. Or him in the shower.
Bathroom, at least.
Yeah, with warm floors. And then Walt, when he's given a ticket, Walt gets out of his car and gets all lippy with the policeman.
Yeah, and the cop is like, hey, chill out. He gives him so many opportunities. I feel like if literally anybody else had come charging at him that wasn't like 50-year-old white guy, it would be a real problem, you know?
Yeah, this actor, I don't know who it is. I didn't look it up because too many lines. He's a good cop actor. He just reminds me of so many.
He does a lot of cops?
No, it just seems like it. I don't know. I didn't look him up. He just did a good job being like a real life cop. I like that. Yes, sir. Sorry, isn't safe to drive. I can't do it. Can you imagine me as a cop?
No.
Mm-hmm.
You're too gentle, I think.
Yeah. I'd be like, hey there, knock it off.
Guys, stop.
Guys, not cool.
Yeah.
But do you know who is cool? Pulls out guitar. Bette Midler.
We see Walt, he gets cut like a lot more warnings than you'd think he would. Like, I'm going to mace you. You got to knock it off. And eventually Walt is like, it's my right to scream on the side of the road. Mm-hmm. And then he gets maced right in the face and he's definitely been maced. I think I mentioned this was something that like happened. My dad's a cop and this was something that happened to him. Like that was just part of his job where they'd mace him twice a year and he'd come and like pick me up from school and his face would be just disgusting.
What do you think? Because we actually don't see him get maced. It cuts from I'm going to mace you to Walt getting in a car with mace face. Do you like that choice?
Yeah.
That creative choice?
I mean, it's not as interesting. I don't think it'd be as interesting as, I mean, it would be kind of fun to see Walt be like, oh no.
Yeah.
like the immediate reaction of him like succumbing to it. Cause I think at first it'd be like, oh, that sucks. And then it's a slow burn. You know what I mean? It's not just like it doesn't go away quickly. Yeah, so, and it builds in intensity.
It's fun to see him just with the red eyes and the snot, and yeah, I don't know. I thought it was interesting, fun choice.
Are we to believe that this was like on his way to school? Because later Walter Jr. says, like, Dad showed up at fourth period and his eyes were all red. So this must have happened the same day.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I didn't even think about that.
Guy's got a lot on his plate, man.
It's weird he's a teacher now. That's weird. It's weird to square that.
Yeah. Yeah. Because he wasn't a teacher for that much of the show in reality.
For
he was
over
a teacher
half the
for
show.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
I guess, because, yeah, he's only a teacher for what, 25 episodes out of 63? 62?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Weird. yeah. That's the. Then they play the Breaking Bad theme song.
Yes.
Yeah, then they go right to the. They're talking about a truck explosion in the DEA headquarters. And Hank's just kind of giving a debriefing, being like, oh, there was an explosion. Look like these guys are burnt alive. And
yeah. But and the bodies were very, like, serene, though. I've seen, like, I've heard that bodies that are burnt, like, kind of do this weird thing.
They look like a cat.
Where they, like, they curl. Yeah, they curl. Their limbs curl up because of, like, some gas in the air.
Oh, interesting.
So these bodies were, it seemed like maybe already dead when they, I don't know. That does not pay off. I should not speculate.
I hope I'm never a dead body.
I mean, I feel like it's inevitable. But then you just get to enter into the next plane, the next dimension. We get to experience time fully instead of just on
One
plane. So that would be cool.
Okay.
Yeah, no, like that's what happens after you die.
Is this like a Christian thing or?
No, it's just how it is.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
That sounds tight.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
See, because let's just get into this now.
Okay.
We can see the effects of time, mm-hmm. but we can't see time as its own complete dimension. We only see the aftermath of it. So it makes sense that once our experience with time is done, we get to see the whole dimension of time.
But how would I see it if I'm dead?
Because maybe, like, our vessel that is contained that can only perceive time as this one, like, in this one linear way is what was stopping us from seeing it completely in the first place.
Oh, okay. So, but are all the other dead people there?
I don't know what they're up to. Maybe they all just are Stardust, baby. I'm not sure. Maybe we all just joined the singularity. But all, like, I know is we exist outside of time.
Okay. Well, I'm excited to see that. Maybe I'll become a dead body tonight. Just to see
that. No.
Oh, I shouldn't do that? Okay.
No, you should stick around here.
Okay. Well, you just said it sounds better, so I'll look into it.
I don't know that I am happy I discussed this now.
We'll see what I do. All right. Hank says a racist. He says a racism.
Yeah, well, because he's like, hey, I think these guys, I don't think this was a random blowy uppie. I think this was on purpose. It was staged, something to that effect. And then he says something very racist to Steve, who is just at work. He's just trying to get by. What the fuck?
Steve, he says that they haven't seen your blue meth in like 29 days. And Hank's like, why don't you go hit a pinata, you Mexican? He doesn't say that last part, but it's implied.
He says that to everyone, even the Asian people.
Oh, really? Ooh, then I was racist. Oof. Oh, and then he gets a call from, he has such a gentle hello to Walt. He gets a call from Walt. He goes, hey, Walt.
Was that Walt? Okay. I thought it was another cop friend, but you're right. It was Walt.
Yeah, he goes, hey, Walt, what's up? And then it cuts to Walt being handcuffed to a bench.
And just like sitting thinking about his life. Yeah.
Yeah. And he has to apologize to the cop and he acts like such a cuck.
Yeah. That was good to see him be a little cuck boy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then he's like, Hank, she won't let me see the kids. And Hank says, I don't like this. He went, bitches, man.
He's often saying that. Like it's become, you know how Jesse goes, bitch?
Yeah.
That's like become, and they don't carry it through the rest of the series.
Yeah,
but
it really
stops. Up until this point, he starts going, bitches, man, like every scene.
Yeah. Most of the time, the other characters are like, not appropriate. Not cool.
But then this time, Walt is like, yeah.
Yeah.
So
bitches,
that
man.
Was bitches.
And they fist bump.
It's weird.
Yeah.
Then they take turns going, "What's up?" For a while.
And then they just have way too many Sour Patch Kids. Okay.
That sounds like my ideal day, actually.
That sounds very fun with a bunch of Monster Energy. Oh, you can't drink Monster Energy.
Yeah, but I can eat a bunch of Sour Patch Kids. So
see, that sugar
next time
would,
you're in LA.
That sugar would jack me up more than any caffeine would.
Oh, no. I don't know if I should say this on mic, but that sugar would just beeline those Sour Patch Kids and whatever else is in thy colon straight into the toilet. But that caffeine, my heart, my sweat, like everything, you know, I'm sure I'd have a crash with the sugar and I need to like pass out for a while. Yeah. But like for me, it's caffeine and just really sensitive. You know?
I actually don't like Sour Patch Kids, but that was the most extreme candy example I could think of.
No, Warheads.
Oh, yeah. Oh, those just don't even sound like candy. That sounds so disgusting.
That was not a thing in your elementary school, Warheads?
Yeah, they were. I just was like, ew, never, ever, grow. I already don't like fruity candy not called Skittles.
Mm.
Skittles are fine. And they're not, those are like third tier candy for me even. I'm a, like.
You're my chocolate favorite, boy.
My favorite candy is Nestle Crunch.
Oh, Crunch Bars are great.
Crunch Bars are really good. Or I do like to experiment with all the fine work the Reese's company's doing. Because, like, if you go to a gas station, there's a bunch of different candy and it's a bunch of different brands. And then there's, like, a Reese's section. And they've been coming up with all sorts of wild shit. And it's fun to experiment with that. Especially Fast Break, I think, should replace the cups as the most popular one.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay. I think I will say I like Twix the best out of all of the
candies.
Great
choice. That's a great choice.
Yeah, it's a standby. Fantastic. But I also feel like it's... like the heavyweight. I think it's the candy to beat, in my opinion.
Can I give you some unsolicited advice?
Mm.
Do not try the cookies and cream flavored Twix.
I think I'm a purist when it comes to Twix. I just stick with the classic.
I was so excited. I was like, wow, my favorite type of milkshake mixed with one of my favorite types of candy bars. It tasted like the floor of a factory. It was disgusting.
So it had some antiseptic vibe to it. I get it. Yeah, I won't try that. I won't try that because I trust your opinion. I also wasn't going to try a peanut butter Twix because it just didn't seem, I didn't think it would jive for
me. I would
me.
Try it, but that just doesn't sound great.
Like peanut butter and caramel doesn't sound like it'd be fun to have in my mouth.
Oh no, that is, if you've had a Reese's Outrageous bar, no, there's peanut butter and caramel in there and it's perfect. But and that's where they also put mini Reese's pieces in the chocolate.
Oh boy,
it's too much. Yeah, but it's great. Anyway,
man. All right, going forward, actually recently I didn't know what to eat, so I took a scoopful of peanut butter and I had a bunch of mini M&Ms and I sprinkled the mini M&Ms in the scoop of peanut butter, and it actually was a experience quite similar to eating Reese's Pieces, even though it had the chocolate in it.
Nice, that sounds great.
Yeah, no, it was fine.
I love peanut butter, the real stuff, not like. The peanut butter in Reese's isn't really peanut butter. It's like just candy. But
it's
I love
sugary.
It. Yeah, I love it, but it's not peanut butter. Okay. Meet Jesse's dad.
Yeah, Jesse drives around and then he's like, the fuck? Mm-hmm. And he pulls over and he looks at a house and Jesse's dad is like, Jesse? And Jesse goes, Dad? And I thought for sure this man would die today. But I guess they just really didn't like what happened at the end of the episode.
Yeah. He got his house bought from under him. I mean, we'll get there, but that was it. Jesse got a fuck you to him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What a sneaky. God,
it's pretty cool.
I feel so mad. If I were that dad, I don't know the relationship, but just like if one of my kids short sold me by, you know, $475,000,
mm-hmm.
I would just be like, what? What did I do that was this bad?
Well, you saw the dad be kind of, like, mean to him.
Yeah, but we also have the backstory that, like, Jesse probably, against the dad's will or without his knowledge, cooked meth in the basement of their house. And it maybe caused them a problem.
Well, so, no one said it was Jesse's meth lab.
I'm gonna just wild guess that the reason they don't have a great relationship is...
It could have been... The dad was cooking meth, and that's where Jesse learned.
I learned it from you, Dad, type of thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And
I don't want your life.
But then he goes and leans as heavy as he possibly can into the life.
Ooh, my mom's trying to FaceTime. Can I pick this up?
Who is calling you?
My mom.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. Nope. Hello?
Hey, babe, what's going on?
I'm recording a podcast with Meg. Say hi, Meg.
Hi.
Oh, shit. I have headphones on, so you can't hear her, but she heard you.
I said, tell her I say hi.
Hi, Meg.
She says hi, yeah. Why are you paused?
Well, because I'm driving.
Okay. Well,
but I can see your sweet face.
Oh, you can see my face?
Aw.
Uh-huh, I can see your sweet face.
Okay, well, I'm gonna let you go so we can finish recording.
I love you.
Love you, too.
Have a lovely day.
I love you so much.
Meg said have a lovely day. Okay, bye. So, me and my mom, a little different relationship than Jesse and his mom.
Seemingly, yeah.
Yeah. I guess that's really it. He's like, the dad won't let him in the house.
Yeah, and Jesse's like, Ma, and I think, you know, the idea that Jesse has nostalgia for anything, mm-hmm. particularly this house, is surprising to me.
He has nostalgia for Jane.
Is grief nostalgia?
He's like, oh, man, I remember I used to leave all sorts of voicemails on this phone. I love calling it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, fair point.
Yeah. Walt doing laundry in some shitty laundry unit in his shitty apartment.
Yeah, huge complex that I definitely have seen these around Southern California, and I've always wondered about them. Like,
is it like a bachelor complex, like where single guys, older guys go?
I don't know, because like there's one of these that looks almost indistinguishable right next to Disneyland, like right across the street from Disneyland. There's this giant complex and the buildings look almost identical. And, you know, it's not like it's really bad cars in there. That's like, I don't know if that's the right way to judge thing, but I'm like, the cars look fine. So like, this probably isn't like a bad place to live, but it might just be interiors a lot like that, like crappy carpeting, a bunch of studios, you know.
It looks like several apartments I had in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
I don't know. But yeah, Saul shows up and he's like, hey, it's me.
Saul. Mm-hmm. And then they have a conversation about, like, you know, she's left you, but I don't think she's going to do anything to get you in trouble. So we must be really encroaching in on the place where Skylar finds out. That must be at the end of season 2 or the beginning of season 3,
mm-hmm.
Where Skylar finds out, because he's like, she doesn't want the blowback from everything. It's going to destroy everybody's life if she turns you in. So she doesn't want it, but you should, you know, like, you'll get over this whole divorce thing and you'll eventually... Again, it's kind of racist thing, married someone from Thailand or whatever.
Yeah. You know? Oh, he talks to me, he's like, oh, have you been single these days? It's great. You can fuck girls in Thailand is basically what he says. He kind of lays out the whole ending of the show, which is fun.
Oh, how in what way?
Well, because he's like, the Hank guy, you were right under his nose the whole time. He'll look shitty. Skylar, she'll be in a ton of trouble, and like you'll fuck up Flynn.
Yeah, so don't worry. She's going to keep her yap shut because she knows that it'll be her fault or whatever.
Season 5. Don't worry, baby. We got some time.
Yeah. Foreshadowing.
And then Walt's just kind of like, I just missed them.
Yeah. And he's like, we'll soldier on. I don't know. Like, what he was just kind of like, get over it. You know,
yeah.
He's not kindly, but like, big fucking deal. You'll miss him.
Yeah. And you can fuck Thai girls until then.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there's a couple scenes. We see Walt Jr.'s room.
Yeah, this is the first time I've seen the inside of Walt's room. I guess everything after this, it's too covered in cum to show.
Yeah.
And he's like listening to music on a PSP.
Big fan of it. You'll love to see it. It's such a pain in the ass to get that music on that PSP.
Oh my God, it is. I had one. Did you have one of those?
No, but I had an old iPod and you had to get it all on a certain playlist and like sync it in a certain way.
Yeah, and you had to, like, it had a removable like
memory stick. Oh, I didn't know that.
From what I remember.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
That's funny. I would have been playing video games on it, not
Yeah, though that's I had Tony Hawk. I had a couple games on mine. I thought it was like the like precipice of technology when I got
Yeah, but now we have like, Nintendo Switches, which are like what? What, these are crazy.
Yeah.
I never had a PSP. All I remember is that's the PSP commercials where I heard the song Take Me Out by Franz Ferdinand, and now I fucking love that song.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
That mid 2005 commercials for then relevant technology had the best indie rock.
Yeah, it had Feist in that Apple commercial.
Oh, yeah, it did.
Yeah, it had I'm trying to think of some more.
I feel like Modest Mouse made an appearance somewhere.
Oh, yeah, they had Float On and a bunch of shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
U2 singing Vertigo, which, yeah, okay.
Sure. I feel like Coldplay.
Oh, yeah. Coldplay was made to sell iPods.
Early to mid 2000s Coldplay. Come on.
Yeah, it's good. Swoon.
Wow. Yeah. All right. Anyhow, so yeah, he's definitely listening to some rap or some shit. And Skylar's like, hey, you know, your aunt and uncle are bringing over takeout. And do you want me to make you something if you're hungry? They're not going to be here till late. And Flynn's like, meh, and just like rolls over.
Yeah. And he starts jerking off. So they have to cut away.
Yeah. Stop. It's kind of like, oh, stop it. Stop. No, not
I'll,
while
I'll
I'm
do,
here.
Do it, but I'll, like, not while I'm here.
Yeah.
He's please, like, you can't control me.
Yeah.
And then they're having dinner, and Walt Jr. has a little hissy fit.
Yeah, he calls his mom the B word, which rude.
Yeah, and not even in like the cool way where he says bitches, right?
Yeah, he's in the middle of eating a burger, and then he's like, "My name is Walt Jr." And you know, Skyler's like, "If you want me to call you that, then you can just tell me." And he's like, "No, you know what? You fucked up, Dad, and you may not love him, but I do, and you're a bitch." And then everybody's like, whoa, yeah. Dude.
Yeah.
And then he, you know, goes off to his bedroom, and Hank's like, hey, you know, this might not be any of my business.
That was a great line, yeah.
Yeah, what the fuck's going on? And Skyler goes, you're right, Hank. It's none of your business.
Boom.
Yeah.
Love it.
And then when they're outside the house, they being Hank and Marie, Hank's like, yeah, you know Walt was double dipping. And Marie's like, I don't know. It seems like way worse than just an affair. This seems like a lot worse.
Yeah, and he's like, as soon as I heard second cell phone, I knew.
I've seen it a billion times before.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then he like tries to, he wants to be right. So he's like, no, I watched him doggy a girl. I watched it. So that, I know. So you're wrong.
And then she goes, where did you see this? And then they have like their own crisis in their marriage over a lie just because Hank has to be right.
Yeah.
It's weird.
So, I don't know. Guys, gender dynamics, they're odd. And we haven't fully figured them out. You're listening to me and Meg figure it out live on air every week.
Real time. Yeah.
Yeah. Then Jesse visits Saul in his office. And he goes, yes. You want a job?
And that was it. Essentially, he, like, he takes out the money from the bag and says, bah! Kind of like that.
Saul basically is like, hey, you should cook again. I tried to get Walt to cook again, but he said, nah. But I like money. And so, hey, what are we doing here? Come on, guys. And then Jesse just goes, you want a job?
Yes.
And we see that job later. That's fun. But this scene's... not much. I don't know why we're dwelling on it so much.
Okay, yeah, it's over. It's done.
I can move on if we. Yeah,
you can move on. You have the ability.
We see just probably 20, maybe 30 establishing shots of an old folks' home.
Yeah, I speculated because they'd spent so much time really belaboring this of just like people playing pinochle and watching weird shows and stuff like that. That this was just the first time we meet Hector. But that's not true.
No. There's some like ominous music that comes on anytime the twins are there, and it I legitimately find it unsettling. I do not like it.
Well, the twins are unsettling folks, huh?
Yeah, I mean, good job, composer, whoever you are. But I don't like the sensation it gives me.
The twins melody. Well, it first starts off and it's just like old folks music and ambient noise, you know, bingo calling and what have you. And then... It turns into like the twins tune, which is that I think the melody, the composer,
like that's how it's.
Maybe that's just what their internal monologue is. They don't think in a dialogue; they think in just the.
They might. I don't know. They don't talk a lot.
Yeah.
I don't know. Do they talk? They talk when they're about to kill Hank, and then he's like too easy, and he gets an axe.
Yeah. Like and then they say like vests.
Oh, when right. They buying do say the vests. Vest. But was Skylar ever in a cold open? I don't know.
I mean, we hear Skylar's voice. Oh, she was. She was in a cold open when they were going to buy that house. And it was like Walt was in his 30s and she was pregnant with
Flynn. Oh, interesting. Okay, a new caveat, present day Skylar.
We hear Skylar's voice in a couple of them.
Present day Skylar in body and soul.
And Holy Spirit.
I don't know. Well, think about it. You're doing good. I keep having to add on more caveats.
Okay. I'm gonna need to mull that one over a little bit. So, yeah.
But yeah, they get out a Ouija board and the actor's like, I don't want to play a game. And they're like, no, it's because you can't talk. And he goes, oh, okay.
Well, I hope they'd be like, why not summon a demon if you can't talk? Just like, at least summon a demon. Why not? Like, at this point, what do you have to lose?
Have you ever done Ouija board shit?
Yeah. I like to go to New Orleans a lot. And one time I went and I did a, like, not just like a walking tour, but a no shit ghost hunt. Like, they give you the ghost hunting equipment and you go into like a old fucked up place and weird shit happens. And like, I've used those like spirit boxes and dowsing rods and all that stuff's pretty wacky.
Yeah. Super wack.
What? You wouldn't describe that as wacky?
Oh, it's super wacky. Yeah. No, I was trying to think of if I have.
Like we were in this, my ex-boyfriend and I were in this like supposedly haunted sanitarium in New Orleans. It was like a very old building that used to be like a, like where orphans lived, and the spirit
orphans
box.
Orphans are scary. Go on.
No, well, the spirit box kept like saying our names, which was super weird because the setup didn't seem like something so elaborate where they'd have someone who had the, like, manipulating it somehow. They gave me the dowsing rods that you like hold like this and then they're on kind of a swivel and can, you know, move of like their own accord, and they would like move purposely without me intending to do anything. It was pretty cool. Let's do it sometimes. Let's go. We'll do it.
We'll do it.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. They play Ouija.
Did you fuck around with it? Did you summon a ghost ever?
I did it in college with like this, and there's this one girl who was really mad because, and I wasn't even like shitting on it, but like, I don't, I was like, it's bullshit, but I didn't say that. And she goes, I think you don't believe in it, so it's not going to work. And I was like, what? Why are we singling me out? But because she called me out, I was like, I mean, I don't, but, it's like shitty ghost that I have to believe in you for you to like flick my dick. But
I don't, yeah. I mean, I don't know why what you believe personally would affect if like there's like eight people and they all believe, and it's like, nah, this guy don't believe shit. Like,
you know, she liked it so much that like she, whatever, like, I don't know, like plastic, like looking glass you use to actually like everyone touch on a Ouija board. She's like, no, it works way better. Like, it's like the surface of, she used like a little like Tupperware, like a very small Tupperware container instead. And I was like, well, this just looks stupid.
How would that work better?
I don't know. Why would they have a Ouija board in an old folks home? That's not even a game. It's an activity. And also, why, I guess, to talk to their friends, they're old, but still.
The twins didn't come in with anything in their hands, right? So yeah,
went to like the board game shelf and were like, and like looked around.
Yeah.
And like, Mousetrap, do you think we could? Nah. and then they're like, Scrabble, better. But then we'd have to like put letters out for him. And that's frustrating. And then he goes, oh, Ouija board. And he said, that's a great idea.
This was the most dialogue they've ever had.
Yeah.
Will they be under fives for the whole series, you think, even though they've been in multiple episodes? And so then Hector spells out the name Walter White, and he's very mad.
Who we know. We've met Walter White.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's like, ding, 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 bell, 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 bell. Bell, 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 I don't like him. Ding, ding, ding.
Yes.
Okay. So. Oh, and then it cuts to, we finally see some book cooking out of Skylar. Or she hasn't really cooked his book.
Oh, well, she's.
She's like, these books are
so
little.
So we never have a direct conversation about cooking the books.
Yeah.
It's just inferred that he gets the books cooked by her.
Yeah, and that she signs off on it at some point. And then when the IRS looks at it later, she's like, I cannot have scrutiny on me because I'm like pretty into laundering money and pretty good at it.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Wild. Okay. So sorry, this is one of those things where like I expected this not to be inferred. I expected this to be like a real conversation. But
yeah.
We do see that Ted is hot in the pants for this new mom.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He like tickles her baby. Then he tickles her breast. And she goes, no.
no, thank you. Yeah, well, because she's wearing like a breastfeeding top that shows her ample post.
Oh, is that top like there specifically to like facilitate breastfeeding, you think?
Well, when you nurse like that, when you're like that baby was young, you know, you usually just like layer up or you wear just like a tank top where you could take your boobie out and like cover it with the rest of your whatever. Sometimes I'd be like, my whole boob is out in public. men would be like, and all mad about it. And I'd be like, whatever, dude. But it's not a problem for Ted, who's just like, I respect this pair of knockers.
Oh, his eyes just make lasers at them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's always so weird whenever you catch a guy doing that, because I naturally am inclined to be like, what are you doing? Like, just to call it out. But I mean, that's like on a date or something. I used to get a kick if I'd catch like my boyfriend looking at my chest. I'd be like, stop it. What are you doing? And then they get all flustered and stuff like that.
Would you get mad if it was a boyfriend doing it? Or
I'd still tease him. Like, okay, if I'm on a date with somebody, I clearly am probably interested in letting them like look at my chest, you know, or like not offended. But I would just love to. I just get a real kick out of giving a guy a hard time when I catch him. But if it's a creepy guy, then I'd be like feeling pretty unhappy about the situation. It seems like she doesn't know how to take the attention.
Yeah, I might cut this out, but I think me and you have a mutual friend who was a little chest looky all the time. Not mutual friend, someone we don't like. Do you know who I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was always really hard.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about a friend who nobody could stop looking at their chest. That always made me feel weird when I'd catch that mutual friend or person we know, and that it would just be like staring straight down and like talking to you while looking at your chest.
I hope he's listening to this podcast and be like, man, they must know some weirdo and doesn't even realize it's him. Okay. I'll probably cut that all out.
It's fine.
Yeah. You finally were like, oh, I get why people like Walt, because he got a Band-Aid out of his pool.
I said that was the only selfless thing I've seen him do in the whole series. That was the only genuine act was like, there's a Band-Aid in the pool. Gross. Like, I'll get that out. He didn't need to do that, right?
Yeah. So he's a pretty great guy.
No, I just, that's not what I mean. You liked it when he apologized to the cop because you thought it was sincere. I still think that was self-serving. He doesn't even use the pool. He just wanted it to be clean for other people, I assume, unless I haven't gotten the sense of this that he's like OCD about anything, that he suffers from OCD or whatever.
Yeah.
But anyhow.
I don't know. Yeah, this made me kind of like be like, oh, right. He was doing it for his family.
No, that's not.
Okay.
His family doesn't even go to his place. It's not for his family.
No, because he's like a selfless guy.
No, he's very selfish, is my
point.
You think
so?
I think that, yes, he is.
Okay. That's the good thing about art. People can appreciate it in different ways, I guess.
I guess, it's open to interpretation, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just like, you know, that that painting with like, it's a starry night and...
Yeah.
It looks, some people are like, oh, this makes me sad. And others aren't.
That's true.
It's the same thing.
Yeah, some people are like, this makes me horny. This makes me sad. This makes my fingers tingle, whatever.
Yep.
A whole range of emotion.
I think that next is that really fun scene with Saul doing lawyer talk to another lawyer.
Yes.
Very fun.
Yeah, it's pretty great to see him be... kind of like amiable and lawyery and like, hey, so get this, and he's kind of being smarmy and trying to sell it without having to be an asshole about it, and then they kind of push his hand because he's like, hey, I have a person interested in buying your house for cash right now. When does that happen? And all you have to do is agree and I will wire you the money this afternoon. And the parents of Jesse are like, fucking great, brah. And the lawyer that represents them is like, I wouldn't even be here if the money wasn't real, but get this. And so I'll go.
How did the lawyer not know that he was going to have such a low price if he checked on the amount of money he was going to get?
Maybe it's not the lawyer's call to pass up the offer that made.
But he's like, he's like, oh, well, this is clearly a mare.
You're right. Maybe he thought that was just like part of the down payment. I'm not really sure.
Okay.
Yeah. Or maybe it's just a giant plot hole and the whole series unravels now for both of us.
Yeah, I think I don't like this show anymore. Yeah.
You and I both commented on how pissy the lawyer is towards
Saul. Just out of nowhere, just because I think he thinks he's not a good lawyer.
Yeah, I think because Saul is, to me at least, like kind of one of those ambulance chaser types.
Mm-hmm.
He seems less respectable than the type of, I guess, real estate attorney this guy is.
I don't know. And Saul wears like, you know, loud colors. And this guy wears very muted, sad colors.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he doesn't like it. It's like when two flamingos from a different flock run into each other. Not flamingos. What's the word? What's the thing with the big tail with a bunch of colorful...
Peacocks.
Free streaming service from NBC. Okay. we forgot when Walt came in from the Band-Aid. Walt Jr. Yes. was there.
Yes. And Walt Jr.'s like, I live here, motherfucker.
Yeah. And the house was dripping and cum. Walt was like, you've been here, what, an hour? How is there that much inside you? Put like, all this cum on a scale. It weighs more than you. How is there so much?
He's like, I'm thirsty and tired. I need to take a nap. And that's it. I imagine you get thirsty after you cum. I don't know.
I don't.
Okay. Well, I didn't know for sure.
Do you get thirsty after you cum?
No, but I don't shoot anything out of me. So okay. I'm not losing anything, really.
Interesting. Interesting. It's a very little amount.
That's not been my experience. No, I'm just kidding. Usually it's a pint, right?
Oh, you lose a pint whole pint? Food? A whole pint these men are unloading into you. Wow, okay.
every last one of them.
Wow, okay. No, then that sounds like I'm the problem. Yeah. And possibly sterile. So
I don't know. Maybe I purposely... I hope my parents never listen to this.
So Saul gets the house back for Jesse. We saw that. And then pizza time. Pizza time.
Walt pops off with a pizza and Flynn, and he's like,
comically
I made a
large pizza. Sorry.
Yeah. How did he and why did he get that much pizza? Like, there's three people. They each, even if they all ate six pieces, that's not going to turn into that big of a pizza.
My scale on this is totally warped because I was like, that's just a pizza for me. I don't know what you're talking about. Not much pizza. Any amount of pizza is a good amount of pizza. It's like you're speaking Japanese. I don't know.
Okay. Well, to me, it seems like an excessive amount of pizza because he also gets dipping sticks.
Yeah. No, you would want to get dipping sticks because they are good.
But yeah. But what about all the pizza you already have?
I mean, that goes into a black hole. I don't know where it goes, but you can keep eating it. That's the thing about pizza is you're always ready for more pizza, or at least I am. I don't know. People may be different. Apparently everyone else is coming. Pints of cum.
Maybe. Do you think that's what's blocking you up is all the pizza?
All the pizza's blocking up all the cum that could be coming out?
Yeah.
Possibly. It's man, we figured out a lot about my body.
Okay, so he tries to come in the house, and Skylar's like, fuck no, I don't want your pizza, I already made dinner, get out of here. And he's like, can't we just eat a piece of pizza together, or why don't you just have this tomorrow, or something. And she's like, I don't want your pizza, you gotta fuck off. And
I'd have been legitimately pissed if I was Walt Jr. driving that whole route with the smell of fresh pizza in the car to know, like, oh no, now we have to have, like, meatloaf or some shit.
Yeah, no, I agree with that for sure. Mm-hmm. I think I would have been shitty. I get so excited about restaurant food that, like, take out and order in that, like, oh man, if I thought I was about to have restaurant food and then my mom makes me, like, fucking chicken or, like, you know, turkey tacos or something, I'd be like, god damn it, like, I didn't want this. Yeah,
but then what happens?
He throws a fucking pizza on the roof and stomps away like a big baby. He's had a lot of temper tantrums this episode.
So, famously so, this was, what you witnessed was the first take of the pizza throw.
No way.
Yeah, apparently they like talk about it in interviews all the time. That was the first toss, which I think is cool. Like, they probably did a few other.
Intended to get on the roof? It must have been. Okay. Yep. And he just managed to do it? It's just perfect?
Yeah.
I thought they might have had it like on a, I thought it was the magic of editing or something.
Nope, he did it. He really did it. That's not even me goofing around. Wow. Which I think is really cool. And then also, famously so, this is a real house that they would rent from real owners in New Mexico. Fans kept throwing pizza on the Real House roof to the point where Vince Gilligan had to like tweet out, hey, please don't do that. It's a really nice family that lives there. They'd appreciate it if you are no fan of Breaking Bad if you keep throwing pizza on this roof.
Well, I mean, it is basically like, I don't know what you call that, but yeah, that's terrible if they keep doing that.
They had to literally put a fence up because of this.
That's terrible. God damn it. Why do fans of things have to ruin it sometimes?
Is it mad that I'm more mad that all these people are wasting pizza than that?
I mean, as long as you're mad at all, like fundamentally, yeah. I think that's okay.
I'm like, ah, don't throw that. Ah.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh, that person's house, probably a lot of bugs and rodents.
Yeah.
Down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, I think it's stupid they don't have a lawn, but I've talked about that a number of times. It's just a bunch of rocks. It's stupid.
I think that you don't understand that that's just because
there's
the
no
desert.
Grass in New Mexico. There's none. There's none.
I think it's not native to New Mexico, and it would probably cost them a lot of money constantly
it's
trying to upkeep it.
It's sod. You get a bunch of rolls of it, I think. I don't really know how it works.
It doesn't. Don't you think that it's wasting water to water it and everything?
They have bushes right there.
Yeah, maybe those are native bushes that don't need a lot of water.
Plants are so stupid. I don't get how they work. I guess. I mean, I don't have enough information to argue with you on this. This is just going to go in a W in the Meg column, I guess. I don't know.
As a person who's lived in Los Angeles for a minute, it's not uncommon to see fake lawns or, you know, native plant lawns or just this, a bunch of goddamn rocks.
Okay.
And sometimes you get a credit from the county for it where you get like a break on your taxes or you get some type of rebate because you're not blowing water and such and so on.
My one thing is like, so the lawn's just a bunch of rocks, right?
Yeah.
That would like destroy your lawnmower.
Well, you don't actually have to mow the lawn.
Yeah.
They don't grow. The rocks, they stay the same. You put the rocks out, unless some kids come and, like, kick them away, the same amount. They don't get
bigger.
Well,
they grow into more rocks, and you have to mow.
No. I see why you're confused, but that amount of rocks would stay the same. They don't grow. They don't change.
I think maybe you should take a science class.
Okay, I'll take a science class.
I sound super smart right now, and... I think you sound like I might edit this out because I think this is embarrassing for you, but I guess we'll move on.
Okay, thank you for having my back. All right, so
me and Meg love a good bender, and we get to see Walt wake up post bender.
Oh man, have you ever woken up on the floor before?
Oh yeah, I've woken up by peeing on the floor.
Oh no.
Yeah.
I think the only two times I've woken up in my life on the floor, it both have been like on the bathroom floor because I was sick and then was just like, well, this is fine, and like went to sleep.
I've woken up on the floor a couple times in my day. He's covered in popcorn and beer bottles. It's great.
Yeah.
What a
disappointing drunk snack.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I was like, you threw away the pizza, you got popcorn.
You didn't get any chocolate whatsoever.
Oh, I was telling Meg this. I probably the last time I had a bender, which was just I drank a lot and I was actually living with my parents at the time in 2020. They had a big thing of M&Ms in their pantry and I woke up and there was just a shit ton of M&Ms in the bed I had spilled.
Was your mom like, Adam, what happened to the M&Ms?
She was like, she was, because I was also like in my like eating good kick at the time. And she goes, so M&Ms on your diet, huh? And I'm like, shut up. Shut up, Mom.
Wow. The last time I drank too much was on my birthday. I had a birthday sleepover during COVID, but with, you know, small few amount of friends and we're all safe. And this was, 8 months ago or something now, six, 7, who knows. And they got me too drunk, like the pee outside type of drunk, and the just yelling at the moon. I think I ate a bunch of half-cooked chicken taquitos or something like that. Nothing too crazy, nothing too wild. Mm-hmm. And then I sobered up because I got sick. And then we watched Sabrina, and I got my friends hooked on Sabrina, which is a great show that you should watch, but you refuse to. So I don't know what the
problem is. I've seen every episode. It's a sitcom from the mid-early 2000s.
No, it's a new thing.
What?
That they made in 2018.
No, it's Clarissa Explains It All.
No.
But she's a witch now.
No. I don't think that's true at all.
That's the show.
Calissa.
It's the same actress. I forget her name. Melissa Joan Hart.
Is that Melissa Joan Hart? I didn't think so.
You didn't know that? Yeah.
I didn't know about that.
Yeah. And then she was in God's Not Dead too.
That's weird that she was a witch and then she was super religious. Well, these are Satan-worshipping witches. So this
is
Jesus. A much different show. And they summon demons to fight the patriarchy. And they, it's great.
Got a little more interested. I didn't realize Salem the Cat was still in it, and so I actually kind of I'm a little interested now.
Salem is not talking. Well, actually, I'll take
he doesn't talk.
There are two episodes where Salem does talk.
No, but he has to quip. He has to say like little quips all the time. Does he do that?
In two episodes, he does.
Oh, okay. Well, fuck. I don't know if I'll watch this, but I'll think about it.
That's interesting because, I watched your favorite show watching.
Okay. But you have a monetary benefit to watching it because you get all this podcast money.
Oh, that's true. I do get benefit from all the BOGO bucks we're raking in right now.
Yeah, because we're raking in fat stacks and you get half those stacks.
That's so true.
Sabrina's your favorite show. Your favorite show. More than Cheers.
Well, Cheers is not my favorite show.
Okay.
I think my favorite show is Northern Exposure.
That's a great choice. I've never seen it, but that's a wonderful choice.
Why?
I've never seen it, but I would watch that way before I'd watch Sabrina.
Okay, let's watch Northern Exposure.
Okay, I'll watch Northern Exposure. We'll get on that.
Okay.
We have a whole act to finish.
Sorry.
No, it's fun. No, it's loose. It's good. He grabs his dick.
Oh, he does. He goes,
because she's Skylar calls and she's like, I might have to do a restraining order. And then he bonks his head on a table to try to pick up the phone. And then he's like, hey, restraining order here, restrain this. And he's grabbing his dick and balls.
I laughed and I went, fuck you, Walt, when he hit his head.
That was funny. I think he did it. That looked real.
It sounded real.
And
for
then
sure.
I don't know if it was staged this way or if this is just another happy accident where the popcorn cascaded down the open bag very, very well.
I didn't notice, but I'll look at it again.
It knocked a whole bunch of popcorn out of a bag. It was very cute. And then
to me, I think it's reasonable to assume Bryan Cranston just goes all in and will hit his head.
Oh yeah,
100%.
I mean, all the shit they had him do on Malcolm in the Middle.
I don't remember anything other than him being in his underwear a lot, but yeah.
He did a lot of wild stuff. I mean, I don't know if it was like physically harming stuff, but he would do like I thought clearly the most committed person on that show.
It seems like he was the most grateful for the job, to be honest.
Oh, did I tell you this? I learned this recently. Malcolm in the Middle ran 7 seasons, and once they had season 7 in the can, they weren't sure it was going to cancel or not, even though it's a pretty clear series finale at the end. And he got booked for this pilot, a little thing called Breaking Bad, but like they weren't sure. They're like, hey, we might do a season 8, so don't book anything. And he's like, oh, fuck, I'm going to have to cancel this pilot. And then... they were like, okay, no, we're not going to do an 8th season. And so he could do Breaking Bad. But if he wouldn't, he would have had to back out.
Oh, that would have been terrible. Who would have? It's impossible.
Apparently, John Cusack or Matthew Broderick.
Oh, Matthew Broderick.
I think he'd actually be good. I think Matthew Broderick would have been really good.
I would have preferred Matthew Broderick.
At the time, yeah. But I think the show, they would have, the first season would have been similar. But I think it would have, I don't think Matthew Broderick can get as unlikable as Bryan Cranston can get.
That's true, but I already dislike John Cusack so much.
Oh, really?
Well, I mean, he's just, a notorious Chicago guy with a bad tooth. I think Joan is great, but I hear John is, a
I love
dingus.
Joan. Oh, I didn't know that about John. Interesting.
Yeah, and like he's best friends with Jeremy Piven, and apparently they were just like the bad boys of Chicago being dickheads to everybody in like the Chicago theater scene before.
Oh, gross.
Like, but I don't, maybe I shouldn't be on my like dunking on John Cusack, but I could, I'm just like trying to imagine Matthew Broderick going through that journey would, is really interesting to me, I guess.
I wonder what he looks like with a shaved head. I don't know.
Gosh.
Uh-huh.
Well, it all worked out for the best, I guess.
All worked out for the best. Yeah, now, Grant, I think, okay, we kind of joked about this last time, but I do think right now, not all time, three movies are coming out, one starring Cranston, one starring Broderick, one starring Cusack, right now in the year 2021. I think the Cranston movies sell more tickets.
Oh, yeah, I think John Cusack has no clout. I think Matthew Broderick would be kind of like an anomaly to see in theaters, and they're like, oh, I like Matthew Broderick, sure, but yeah. I think people would be like, I want to see Bryan Cranston be severe in something, you know?
Yeah, he's like such a good actory actor now.
Yeah.
I mean, he always was, I assume, but now he gets to do parts. Okay, all right. Jesse gets his new house. That's it. The parents are surprised that it's Jesse.
I thought for sure that this is where they'd both turn on each other and stab each other in the neck.
Yeah,
they're like, we can't go on if our son bought our house out from under us. But no, they just never talk to their son ever again.
Well, for a year. I don't know.
We don't. More than a year, right? Like.
Oh, yeah. About a year and a half.
Yeah. That'd be a long time for me not to talk to my kids. I'll start today if you want me to.
I mean, yeah. But did you like smoke a bunch of meth and your parents like tried to help you and then like. It didn't work, and so they won't even let you into their house right now?
No. I was talking about me not talking to my kids for no good reason.
But, oh, your kids. Oh, yeah. Did Brock, your, I want to say, 8-year-old child, smoke a bunch of meth?
No.
Okay, well, so it's a little different.
But he's been playing a lot of Fortnite lately. Like
okay,
a
well,
lot.
Don't talk to him for a year and a half and see what happens.
That'll go well.
Yeah, and then Mike installs a bunch of surveillance equipment that we've already seen. And there's a kind of a cool bass line that happens while he does it.
Yeah, there was good music during that. Because while he was installing stuff, isn't this when Walter showed up? Like
Walter comes home and he breaks into his house through the crawl space.
Yeah, and I said there is very little, if not nothing, in terms of just wanting to get into a place that could make me go through that buggy, musty-ass crawl space to break in.
Yeah, because Skylar changed the locks. That's why.
I know, but just break the fucking window. Like, I'm not going to get bugs on me.
And the bass line goes like, it goes dun, dun, da, 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 dun, dun. That's cool. I liked it. Do you want to do it again?
It kind of reminded me of when my grandparents would sing songs.
Oh, I just did? I sounded like your grandparents? Interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Mike's like, all right, job well done for Mike. Another win for Mike today. But he sees the twins pull up.
And he goes, ah, nuts.
Oops, let me call my friend Victor, my much younger friend Victor.
All my friends are so much younger than me.
Who will let my still a lot younger than me friend Gus know?
Because we see the twins and they've got their very blunt but clean looking axe, and they're just in love with this fucking axe.
They have killed a man with it. They killed that Native American cop a few episodes ago. Oh,
I'm not,
I guess, that
saying they did.
Oh, that has yet to happen. I just realized because we're watching the show backwards.
Yes, I'm just saying in general. It seems like since it's their go-to weapon of choice, unless they want to test the validity or structural security and whatever integrity of a bulletproof vest, they go to that well a lot with the fucking axe. So I imagine this isn't the first person they've ever killed. Like, what's up with them and these axes, man?
It is a scary weapon of death. It's not like what would be a not scary weapon of death?
One of those paddle balls with the little thing.
Yeah, one of those
like
paddle
that.
Balls, and you just like get it in their eye.
Yeah, probably.
And then
would
it
kill you.
Gets brain matter on it.
Yeah.
That'd be. I mean, that's funny. That'd be really funny if that happened. Okay. and then Walt's taking a shower. Which is pretty hot.
Oh, yeah. And he's singing A Horse With No Name.
Oh, that's what he's... It's the same song as the beginning?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't notice that.
Because when you hear Mike listening to him in the shower, he's singing Horse With No Name.
Okay. And this is by America?
America.
Okay. Interesting. Yeah, not the biggest fan of a. What's another famous America song?
I couldn't tell you. I feel like
they have a song called like Ventura Highway.
That sounds like an Eagles song to me.
That might be an Eagles song.
I want to look, but I don't want to fuck up the recording, so I'm just going to leave it. We're going to say that they have a song called Fast Times and Loose Women on the Jersey Shore, and it's about
exactly what?
That. I just made it up. I'm sorry.
Okay. Wait. No. I'm going to fucking do it. I'm going to just go on Spotify.
Okay.
Look at their top song. I bet it's not this fucking horse song that I've never heard of.
It's a horse with no name. Yeah, that's the song that they sing.
That's not a real song. Okay. Oh, wow. That's the number one song, Horse with No Name.
Yeah, it's their most popular song.
And then their number two is Ventura Highway.
Okay. All right. So you won.
I think you won. I mean, Horse with No Name has a lot more plays than Ventura Highway.
So, what about Fast Time and Loose Women on the Jersey Shore?
That is number four.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Yep. And then it's parentheses, I fuck pussy. Okay.
Oh, wow. They got really crude.
Yeah, it's really gross. Oh, my thing's doing that. Okay, yeah, it's really gross. Anyway.
And then
they get
a text, and you know what it says?
Pollos.
Yeah. And they leave. But not before they find a glass eyeball that...
Which we've seen before, yeah.
Yeah, because it's in his condo, but it doesn't make it back into the house. I don't know what the deal is with this goddamn eye.
I don't know either. And then Walt comes out, and he goes, ha, the bedroom. Just how I left it.
Except this eye looks a little
funny.
Let's
dry off. Oh, right. He does find the eye, and he's like, yeah. And then he dries off, and he puts his clothes on.
And...
I don't know. That's the end of the episode.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
That's it. It's a good time.
Yeah.
So what do you want to do now? Or
you usually ask me questions, remember?
Oh, yeah. Okay, I can do that. Sure. Did you like it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
Fun time. It's fun. See, watching.
Good one. I give this one a B+, probably.
Yeah, it's a pretty this is probably the quintessential B+ episode.
Which makes me feel like it's... I can't know the numbers we've already claimed to be on the list, but I'd say this is in the 40s. I'd say it's like a 47.
Oh, you're just outside your spread. It's 55.
Oh, it's that low. Okay.
Yeah. It's just kind of nothing. I don't know.
There's not that much that happens.
Oh, wow. I said it's just kind of nothing in the first sentence on the Ringer list where they go, this Breaking Bad episode is jam-packed with iconic moments from the series.
Well, then why is it so fucking low?
I don't know, because all he does is, like, by iconic moments, it's like throws a pizza, gets pepper sprayed, like not like anything like earth-shattering.
Yeah.
The pizza throw is pretty famous. Everyone knows that. Yeah. Yeah, it was good shit. I liked it.
There's no under fives?
There's not a single one.
Oh, okay.
Think about it. Yeah, there's the cop, maybe, but he talks a lot.
He does.
And I mean, yeah, the parents, they talk a lot.
Yeah.
The other lawyer, we probably see him again.
I bet we see him.
We'll see him again. The other lawyer. I don't know. He talks.
No, he seems to be,
Bob Odenkirk.
Oh no, we've seen him before.
Oh, have we?
Yeah.
Well, Bob Odenkirk's top billing, it seems.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Or not top billing, but you know,
he's up there.
He's there. Yeah. Well, in with a bang, out with a sputter.
kind of fell apart there, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I guess.
I think, No, I was just saying, I was telling Megan, I think Betsy Brandt, who plays Marie, is cute. I never used to think that. Now, this watch, I think she's, maybe it's because I'm getting older and she's more age appropriate for me than she would have been when I first watched it in high school.
I think Skylar's kind of more of a babe. I don't know. Maybe I just...
Depends what Skylar's wearing. Skylar has certain shirts that just totally work and they 100% slap, but I think Marie looks better more of the time.
Yeah, Skylar, it's really dependent on her hair to me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. When she has that short hair, I don't like it. Yep, yeah. Don't care for it.
But the long blonde hair, Skylar.
Skylar also looks like a different person every season.
Yes, she does.
You'll see. I don't know why. I think because she had like a couple kids when she was making the show.
Checks out, makes
sense. All right. Yeah.
So until next time. a mighty fine Heisenberg.
To you, fair listeners.
Bye.
Goodbye.